Welcome to Walk in Truth. These are the Bible teachings of Pastor Michael Lance, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people and how to apply that truth to today's issues, trends, and culture. Learn more about the program and our ministry when you visit walkintruth.com. Now, here's the conclusion of Pastor Michael's teaching in Matthew 22 called Love is the Greatest.
You shall love your neighbor. Now, this is Leviticus 19, 18. So Jesus quotes Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5 for love of God, Leviticus 19, 18 for love of neighbor. He says, that's the second, and it's like the first. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I heard Greg Laurie interviewing Alice Cooper. You guys remember Alice Cooper? He's kind of like the bad boy of rock and roll, and he had this whole show where he dies in the show, and it's kind of he always had those lines going down his face, you know. Alice Cooper became a Christian years ago. He's a committed believer. It's refreshing to hear him talk about his faith. And he said when he became a believer, he had to realize that his love of God and others is uppermost. And he said, I needed to be fifth or sixth on the list. See, there are not three commands here in this text, although I mentioned Jesus' new commandment. There are two. Some people say, in order to love others, you've got to love yourself. And Whitney Houston sang it. And no, I will not attempt to belt it out. That would clear the room and bring dogs from local neighborhoods. But she sang, the greatest love of all is to love yourself. Now, loving yourself is not wrong. And sometimes we all struggle with the image of ourselves. We can even, maybe you've experienced some self-loathing. That's real, and I don't want to downplay that. But I will tell you that love of self is not one of the commandments here. It's assumed. You know how you could prove this? If someone hands you a group photo, see who you look for first if you were in the picture. And you will look for the one you love the most. And all God's people said, ouch. But it's true, brethren. We already love ourselves. If Jesus was at the supermarket and he saw the magazine self or people, let's go back to self. What one word would Jesus add to the magazine self? Denial. Because isn't that what he taught us? If we're going to follow him, we must take up our cross and deny ourselves. What does that mean? It means you can't put yourself first anymore. Think about it. If you're going to love in this way, your love for God will be number one. Your love for neighbor will be number two, paralleling with loving other believers as Christ has loved you. You would talk about spouse, family, the body of Christ, friends. You're even supposed to love your enemies. And then somewhere down on that list would be love of self. And here's what's so cool about this. When you drop on that list, it gets your eyes off of yourself, onto God, and to others, which is the secret of life. When you love others, and when you love God first and foremost, and love others, and love others even as Christ has loved you, everything else, you seek first that kingdom, everything else takes care of itself. Your marriage gets better. Your business gets better. Your friendships get better because you're not focused on you anymore. You're no longer easily offended. Well, yeah. How is it that you didn't know? You know, whatever. You get what I'm saying? We do so much of that stuff, and it's like, what is that? That's not how Jesus lived, and nor should we. Love for self already exists. What I've got to do is try to find ways that I can put people up where they belong. First, I must put Christ first in my life. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? A certain lawyer came up to test Jesus. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus asked him about the law. He gave a great answer, similar to what Jesus says here, but he wanted to justify himself. So he said, well, who is my neighbor? How about that one, Jesus? Is it the guy that lives right next door to me? Because his dog is driving me nuts. The person that lives to the left, the person across the street, a little easier to take because there's some distance between us. Who's my neighbor? And Jesus told that story about that man who was traveling and he taken by thieves and he was beaten to the point of death and they stole all of his money and he's there bleeding, you know, kind of on the verge of death. And religious people come by and move over to the other side of the street and they won't help him. I'm on God's business here. I got to get to the temple. I got to do spiritual things. Sorry that you're bleeding. And who was it that stopped to help the guy? A Samaritan. Who, you know, the Jews and Samaritans clashed. And he bandaged his wounds and put oil on them, put him on his own beast, paid for his lodging and said, if there's anything owed, I'll come back next time I'm coming to town and I'll pay the debt. That's Christ. What made the Samaritan good is he did what would be expected of any of us, right? That we don't close our eyes. That we don't pass by the other side of the street and say, I'm on my way to church. I can't help you. No. The love of God is what will change the world. All the nonsense going on in our world could be changed with the love of Jesus through his people. Would to God that we might remember that as we approach the holidays and election year and all that stuff. You might be saying, Pastor Michael, well, how do you do this? And I'm going to give you a couple of practical verses and then we're going to just wind this up. So let me just, we'll put these up on the screen because just for the sake of time. Romans 13, 8 through 14 reads this way. And I want to deal with the how. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. New Testament letter written to the Roman church. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. If there's any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. And this do, knowing the time, that it's already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone. There's a sense of urgency here. The day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now notice this list. Let us behave properly in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in pseudo false loves, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. How do you do it? You put on Jesus. How do you put on Jesus? Start your morning in his presence. Ask him to fill you with his love. Put on the armor of God and say, Lord, love my family through me. Love my coworkers through me. Love, you know, someone that I meet that might be a new introduction through me. Let them see you in me, the hope of glory. Galatians 5:6 talks about circumcision and uncircumcision don't mean anything but faith working through love. Write down Galatians 5:6. And the fruit of the Spirit is love. Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. All over 1 John, which I believe the ladies' Bible study had just been recently through, says, we love because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19 through 21. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. Wow. How can he love For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this is the commandment, 1 John 4:21. We have from him that he who loves God must love his brother also. And so Jesus, summing it all up, this is verse 40, says, on these two commandments depend or hang, NIV, the whole law and the prophets. Jesus says the whole Old Testament hangs on these two command hooks. Did you guys get that right there? Command hooks. I was hoping I'd get a little bit of props for that, but anyway. Have you guys ever seen those commercials where they have those closet organizers? And they say, you too can organize your chaotic closet. Oh, I got to hear this, you know. And it's one hanger and all these hangers pop out from it. For three easy payments of $19.99, you too can get the closet organizer. Oh, that's what I need. One hanger and all these other hangers emerge from the one hanger. Hallelujah, glory. What's your point, Pastor Michael?
You'll hear more from Pastor Michael in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to Walk in Truth in San Diego over the past year. We are so grateful for your support and that of a faithful donor, which allowed us to bring Pastor Michael's Bible teaching to K-Praise this past year. But now, as we look ahead, we need your help to continue this mission for another year. We're aiming to raise $19,999 to keep Walk in Truth on K-Praise. And your support can make all the difference. Whether it's a personal gift or through your business, every contribution counts. Monthly partnerships are especially impactful. It means that you're standing with us as we share God's word. Would you consider giving a one-time donation of at least $30 or becoming a monthly partner at the same amount? You can donate easily by calling 844-48-TRUTH or visiting walkintruth.com. Together, we can continue bringing the truth of God's word to the airwaves. Thank you for being part of this mission. 844-48-TRUTH to donate. That's 844-48-TRUTH or visit walkintruth.com.
It's the 13th annual Shine With His Light Harvest Fest event. Join us for an evening of family fun, including trunks of treats, inflatables, game booths, a bake walk, and food vendors at 1009 Arsenal Way, Corona, just off River Road, east of Lincoln Avenue, at Living Truth Christian Fellowship. Fun for the entire family, open to the public. Free admission, October 31st, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. More information at livingtruthcorona.org.
We'd love to see who's listening, so please connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. Just do a search for Walk in Truth Show. Now, back to Pastor Michael Lance right here on Walk in Truth.
And so Jesus, summing it all up, this is verse 40, says, on these two commandments depend or hang, NIV, the whole law and the prophets. Jesus says the whole Old Testament hangs on these two command hooks. Did you guys get that right there? Command hooks. I was hoping I'd get a little bit of props for that, but anyway. Have you guys ever seen those commercials where they have those closet organizers? And they say, you too can organize your chaotic closet. Oh, I got to hear this, you know. And it's one hanger and all these hangers pop out from it. For three easy payments of $19.99, you too can get the closet organizer. Oh, that's what I need. One hanger and all these other hangers emerge from the one hanger. Hallelujah, glory. What's your point, Pastor Michael? I have no idea, no. Everything in your life is bound together by these two commandments. Everything hangs from it. Everything depends on it. Love ties it all together. And if we don't have love, we don't know God. For God is love. Now, certainly we're going to struggle with, you know, doing our best to love those around us, but I think you get the point. Much more could be said, but for the sake of time, I'm going to take you to Mark 12. I want you to see where this ends. And worship team, come on up if you guys can hear my voice. Mark 12, the parallel account. I just want to show you how it ends in Mark's gospel, and we're done. So Jesus is interacting with the scribe, Mark 12, 31. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to Jesus, Mark 12, 32. Okay, thank you. He said, right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one, God is one, and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the strength, to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, isn't that interesting? Loving God with all his mind. He said to him, you, my friend, are not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. You, good answer. That's intelligent. That's scriptural. You're not far from the kingdom of God. You know how far away he was? One step. Jesus was right in front of him. In order for him to be right with God, to be in the kingdom, he must receive the king. He was that close. He was asking all the right questions. He had good answers, but he didn't know the God of love yet. You're not far. You've all heard it. People are so close and yet so far. You don't want to leave this up to any question when you pass from this life, do you? You don't want to die with a question mark over your soul. Don't do it. He's right here, right now, still saving people. And you're here. You're watching a church service. If you're watching online, you're sitting here in a church building. Maybe for some of you, you're that close. What would be the difference between being that close and missing it? You don't come to Jesus. Because Jesus is the fulfillment of the law, dying on the cross to satisfy all where we have fallen short. See, as much as we teach on these things, you all know this. We need Jesus. We've all fallen short. I can't do this. Even after becoming a Christian for 3 decades, I still fall way short. But Jesus did for me on the cross and through the resurrection and through his perfect life what I have failed to do. Amen? So if you feel like, you know what, I'm not sure if I know the Lord yet. I'm close, but I'm not there. Settle it. It's not 20 things you have to do. There's no list that I'm going to give you. You've got to trust in Jesus Christ. Amen? As your Lord, your Savior, your King. And when you do, when you turn away from your sin and trust in him, you'll come into the kingdom of God, be forgiven, experience God's love. Bow your heart with me as we close. Oh, Father, thank you for a wonderful day. We've shared many things, a baptism, celebrating our seniors, celebrating Willie and Angie. We've worshiped in song. We've studied your word. But we don't want to do those things and miss the one it's all about. Jesus, you said to this scribe, you're not far. I don't know what happened to this man after that. But my prayer for those who are here hearing my voice is they would step toward you, trust you as their King, their Lord, their Savior, their Redeemer. They would realize, we would realize that we've fallen short. We have failed to love you, Lord, with everything. We have failed to love our neighbor, and we certainly haven't loved the church as you love us. But thank you that you came for all my shortcomings. You died so that my ransom could be paid where I have fallen short. And now, your great love, Lord, has loved me into the kingdom. Just pause for a second, and if you're not sure where you stand with the King, ask him into your life. Tell him, you know what, I have a lot of questions, but I'm turning to you right now, Jesus. I believe you died on the cross for my sin and rose from the dead. And I'm asking you right now to save me, Change me. Make me more like you. Teach me how to love like you. And let me understand what life's all about in a love relationship with you. I pray all of that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
You've been listening to Love is the Greatest, Part 3 on Walk in Truth. And that was the conclusion of Pastor Michael's teaching in Matthew 22, 34 through 40. If you missed any part of today's program, Walk in Truth is on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and many more podcast apps. Listen for free to Pastor Michael's teachings in more books of the Bible. You can email Pastor Michael with your questions you may have from his teaching today, or maybe you have a question about something else, or need encouragement, or prayer. Maybe you'd like to share how Pastor Michael's teachings have affected you. You can email Pastor Michael at contact@walkintruth.com. That's contact@walkintruth.com. And thanks for reaching out. You can also find our mailing address on walkintruth.com. Now here's Pastor Michael with the final word.
In 1 Corinthians 16, the Apostle Paul said, "Let all that you do be done in love." I don't know if you've ever thought about that really hard and thought, you know, is it possible for me? Maybe you could just think of today rather than overwhelming yourself, or you can think of this week. What if I did everything from the basis of love? Every decision I made was oriented, directed, motivated by love. Wow. You know, it's an amazing thing to think about because it causes me to think about my own life and how much do I do that's motivated by love. If Paul said, let all you do be done in love, then that's the goal. That's the aim. What if today, as you're listening to my voice, or this week, maybe you increased what you do from love by 30% or even 10%? I think the people around you would see a huge difference, probably in all of us, right? Let all you do be done in love. Love is the greatest. I think if you always let love guide you, and we're talking here about biblical love, right? Which means wanting the best for people, obviously wanting to love God first with everything I am and wanting the best for others. And love would include forgiveness, of course. And God, when he expressed his love towards us, one of his great demonstrations of his love was Jesus at the cross, dying while we were yet enemies, showing us God's love, putting it on display at the cross. You see, this forgiveness that God extends to us, this is how we love one another as he loved us. He loved us at our worst. Can we do that for others? I'm not saying we excuse bad behavior, but I'm saying that love is the supreme expression of what it means to know God. Now, tomorrow on Walk in Truth right here, we're going to get into a message where Jesus talked about why did David call this person in Psalm 110, Lord. The Lord said to my Lord. And we're going to talk about the significance of this passage theologically and what it means about who Jesus is and how it proves that he is indeed God. We're calling it my Lord and my God. If you have a friend who maybe is wondering about the identity of Jesus, maybe they struggle a little bit with the deity of Christ, maybe you do. This would be a wonderful message. Starting tomorrow through the rest of the week, we will look at Jesus's words in Matthew 22, 41 through 46. And it is a powerful testimony that Jesus is indeed God. And I pray that you'll be listening. And if you don't know Jesus yet, my prayer for you, my friend, is that you would come to know him. And maybe tomorrow will be another step in that direction. But today, the Bible says now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. I pray you'll settle it today by asking Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and your Savior. We'll see you right here tomorrow, Lord willing. Hey, please keep us in prayer. We appreciate all of our partners, all of you who listen on a daily basis or check in with us regularly. We appreciate you. We love you. And we pray that you're being blessed by the ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
We need your support to keep the Walk in Truth show going strong. By becoming a monthly partner with just $20, you can help us cover radio airtime bills, make our podcast available, and even expand our reach to more radio stations. Your contribution will truly make a difference in supporting our ministry. Join us in spreading truth and wisdom across the airwaves. Visit walkintruth.com and click donate. That's walkintruth.com and click donate. And join us tomorrow for Pastor Michael's teaching in Matthew 22 called My Lord and My God.
Jesus has now got a question of his own. They threw their fastball and their curveball and their knuckleball and their off-speed pitch, and he hit everyone out of the park. And they were still gathered together, scratching their heads, searching their brains, maybe to ask him another zinger. Do we have anything left? Any more bullets in the gun? And Jesus had a question of his own.
I'm Mike Massaro. On behalf of Pastor Michael Lantz and Living Truth Christian Fellowship, thanks for listening to Walk in Truth, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people.